You know what I'm talking about? I don't know if I'm describing it really.
You mean after you get it all put together?
Yeah. Do you stitch it in the middle too?
Well, you don't at first, but then they'd go. Now, like this was the edge of the quilt.
Right.
Maybe you'd lay off it like this, and then you'd quilt several layers, several rows of that, you know, about so far apart, till you had that all quilted, and then you'd make another knot like that till you went all around the quilt.
Awesome.
And then you'd roll that frame and make another one till you got to the middle of it.
Oh, I see. That's what I wanted to know. I'd seen the stitching and I didn't know how you did that, you know. I see. And that was something that you did for fun? That was like a party?
Well, it was. Well, sometimes they'd have quilting bees, they'd call it, and the ladies would all gather in together, you know. They'd have a jolly time talking and laughing and quilting all at the same time. They'd have a dinner.
Just pound dinners.
Yeah.
That
was one of their one way of they had entertainment.
When did you learn to sew? How old were you when you learned to sew?
Oh, I began to try when I was just 2 years old. I didn't make much of a good success at it at first.
Did most little girls sew? Everybody sewed, I guess.
Most of them did. We have a friend. She's a little bit older than I am. She still quilts. She'll take in quilts and quilt them for other people.
That sounds like so much work.
It's a lot of work, but she likes to do it.
Did people do needlework and knitting?
Yeah,
and
they'd crochet and make tatting.
What's tatting?
That's a little edging. I never did learn to do tatting myself. It's real easy, tedious.
Uh-huh.
And crochet, that's you take a kind of a hook and hook your thread, you know, till you make your design.
And knitting too?
Yeah.
Did people, what were the needles made out? Did you buy them out of metal and stuff?
Yeah, the knitting needles were about this long. They're real, about a little bit bigger than a hairpin. You've seen hairpins. And they were right straight, you know, and smooth at the end, rounded, but still, and you just catch your thread, hold them like that, you know, and catch your thread and go round and around.
And people do embroidery too? I mean, I don't know, what do you use embroidery for, decoration?
Well, I don't think they use it much anymore.
Right.
They'd make scarves for their dressers and tables, you know, and centerpieces, they called, make it maybe like that table there, you'd make a piece just as big as this was all around, you know, leaving off the corners, maybe oval or circular or round, or sometimes they'd be oblong with squares at the end.
Where, as far back as you can remember, where did you get your furniture? Did you make it yourself or did you buy it?
We didn't ever make ours, but there were people that made furniture. Do you know anybody that made furniture?
No, I don't remember.
I just wondered if people did that, you know.
Yeah, they were. Well, they were men that could make it. And I guess that's the way most people got it back then.
You didn't buy it from far away? I mean, you didn't have to go far away to get I had a whole list of things that I wanted to talk to you about. I can't remember. See if I can remember any of them from here. Oh, this is kind of silly, but how long did people wear their hair back then? Did most ladies have real long hair?
Most of them. Most people wear it just as long as it grew.
Yeah.
Sometimes they, you know, trim the ends a little bit so it wouldn't be a whole lot longer. And